Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 11th of August. This week on Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we focus on the truth that rest is a gift from God that should be a normal part of our routine. For the last time this week, our Bible reading is Mark chapter 2 and verses 23 to 28. Today we're reading from the Message translation. One Sabbath day, Jesus was walking through a field of ripe grain. As his disciples made a path, they pulled off heads of grain. The Pharisees told on them to Jesus, "Look, your disciples are breaking Sabbath rules." Jesus said, "Really? Haven't you ever read what David did when he was hungry, along with those who were with him? How he entered the sanctuary and ate fresh bread off the altar with the chief priest Abiathar right there watching, holy bread that no one but priests were allowed to eat, and handed it out to his companions?" Then Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made to serve us. We weren't made to serve the Sabbath. The Son of Man is no yes man to the Sabbath. He's in charge." Amen. I don't need a church to be a Christian. Have you ever heard anyone say that? It is a popular opinion that you can be a Christian without going to church, that your Christianity is between you and God and no one else. But that's not what Jesus showed us. He spent the Sabbath in the synagogue. It's not what the early church showed us either. They worshipped regularly together in the temple. Why did they do that? Why is getting together with other Christians on the Sabbath so important? Because your church helps you to center your life on God. Committing to worshipping with your church family once a week for an hour or so helps you focus and center your life on God. It's part of the rhythm of work, rest, and worship that God designed for you. Of course, it's easy to find excuses not to do it. You can worship God anywhere, after all. So you don't need to be in church to do it. It might be inconvenient to have to commit to a particular time and place to worship with others each week. Other activities might crowd in at that time. It might be easier to simply catch up with the worship meeting online when you have a moment, or to watch another church's meeting online because the timing is better for you. But not committing to worship with a particular church family at a particular time and in a particular place each week often means your life rhythm will get out of order. You'll feel restless and lost, out of kilter. Commit to being in worship with your church family this Sabbath and discover again just how restful that can be. As you think through these thoughts today, you may want to use this question. How can worshipping with our church family benefit our spiritual lives? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. But in the meantime, this weekend and beyond, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.